Let's delve into a thoughtful visual analysis of the artwork Kunkerenkelpa Chukula Chukupa, Seven Sisters Rock Hall by Ingrid Treacle. As we explore the various elements of art and principles of design within this piece, we'll uncover not only its visual components but also the stories and meanings woven into the fabric of the artwork. First, let's closely observe the artwork. At first glance, our eyes are drawn to a vast landscape primarily filled with shades of blue. Scanning the canvas, we see a multitude of dots arranged in a structured yet organic manner, interspersed with distinct circular shapes. The composition is rich, inviting us to explore every nook and cranny while contemplating the journey of the Seven Sisters. This initial observation establishes a strong foundation for our analysis, leading us to consider the specific elements at play. Starting with lines, we notice a predominance of short, dotted lines rather than traditional straight or curved lines. These dots create pathways across the canvas, guiding the viewer's eye in a serpentine motion, echoing the sisters' track through the Gibson's Desert. The lines are subtle, yet they suggest movement and continuity while providing an overall sense of rhythm to the artwork. Next, let's shift our focus to shapes. The composition features numerous circular shapes that represent rock holes, the vital sources of water where the sisters stop to quench their thirst. These geometric shapes contrast beautifully with the organic, free-flowing patterns made by the dots. The interplay between the shapes, some solid and defined, others softer and more fluid, creates a dynamic arrangement that emphasizes both the sisters' journey and the landscape itself. Now, on to color. The palette is dominated by varying shades of blue, invoking a sense of calmness while simultaneously suggesting the vast sky above and the encompassing desert below. The subtle gradations of blue, combined with patches of white dots, create a sense of depth and luminosity. This color choice is significant. Blue often represents water in Aboriginal art, which underscores the importance of the rock hole in the sisters' journey. You might also consider how the emotional impact of this color palette influences your perception of the story being told. When we talk about texture, it's essential to imagine the surface quality of the artwork. While we can only view it two-dimensionally here, one might perceive the texture as smooth, almost glossy, thanks to the fine dots used throughout the painting. This choice of texture elevates the visual experience, allowing the artwork to shimmer in light, an effect reminiscent of water glistening under the sun. How does this smoothness contribute to the viewer's engagement? It invites us to come closer and explore the minute details, further enhancing our appreciation of the craftsmanship involved. Now let's consider space. In this painting, positive and negative spaces are expertly balanced. The densely packed areas of dots create a sense of fullness, while the empty spaces between the circles allow the eye to rest. This strategic use of space helps us focus on the essential elements of the artwork and draws attention to the significance of the rock holes, creating a focal point that balances the composition. In terms of three-dimensional form, while this piece is primarily flat, the arrangement of dots and shapes lends it a sense of depth. The layering of colors creates a visual illusion of volume and separation between the elements, inviting viewers to feel as if they could almost step into the scene and be part of the sisters' journey. Moving on to our principles of design, we begin by analyzing the balance in this artwork. Here, we find a kind of asymmetrical balance that achieves a sense of equilibrium. While the composition is not mirrored on either side, it draws the viewer's attention evenly across the canvas, allowing each element to hold its own weight while contributing to the overall harmony. Speaking of harmony, there is a strong sense of unity among the colors, shapes, and patterns within the work. The recurring use of blue tones creates a cohesive theme, anchoring the piece while also reinforcing the narrative's connection to water and the landscape. Now let's highlight contrast. The juxtaposition between the solid blue circles and the delicate dots creates visual tension that enhances the interest in the artwork. This contrast also serves to emphasize the importance of the rock holes, making them stand out as key points in the narrative. As for emphasis, The circular shapes function as focal points, naturally drawing the viewer's gaze toward them. Their clear outline against the surrounding dots serves to make these moments of respite in the sisters' journey unforgettable. In terms of movement, the arrangement of dots leads the eye effortlessly throughout the piece, mimicking the flow of the sisters as they traverse the landscape. This visual pathway allows the viewer to experience the journey alongside the sisters, evoking feelings of progression and discovery. Lastly, when examining scale and proportion, we see that the differing sizes of the circles contribute to a sense of depth and focus. Some circles appear larger than others, which helps establish a hierarchy in the visual narrative and elevates the importance of certain rock holes along the sisters' route. In synthesizing these elements of art and principles of design, we can see how they interact to convey deeper meanings within Kankarankalpa Chukula Chukurpa. The swirling dots, vibrant colors, and carefully arranged shapes come together to create not just a visual representation, but a strong narrative thread that evokes themes of journey, survival, and connection to the land. The artwork goes beyond aesthetics. It serves as a cultural testament to the narratives shared by indigenous peoples, inviting us to reflect on our own connections to the environment and each other. The overall impact of Treacle's work is profound. Each element and principle used in this painting is intentional, revealing her dedication to the stories of the Seven Sisters while honoring the broader traditions of Aboriginal art. As you stand before this piece, you're not merely an observer, you become a participant in a dialogue that spans generations. With every detail you uncover, you're drawn into a rich tapestry of knowledge and experience that enhances your understanding of this cultural narrative. Ultimately, Kankarankalpa Chukula Chukurpa transcends visual appreciation. It invites you to engage with significant themes of identity, belonging, and the intricate relationships between people, land, and water. As you leave today, consider how these artistic elements and principles not only shape your understanding of this work but also resonate with your personal experiences, creating a shared space of reflection and connection. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Ingrid Treacle's inspiring artwork.